Hello listeners, and welcome to yet another exciting series of Katha Potli, the story box for children. In this new series, you will get to listen to the stories of famous personalities around the world and few motivating incidents of their life. Coming from different walks of life, these popular personalities who, because of their noble deeds and hard work, not only inspired well-informed adults, but also many kids. And do write to me about your favorite personality and why do you think that person is your favorite at kathapotli@gmail.com. And I will surely include the same in my podcast and share with other listeners. Today, I have chosen to speak about a very famous scientist, Thomas Alva Edison. He can be named as one of the most creative inventors of all times, inventing a number of objects that simplified human life. Edison was a scientist who unveiled the first commercial electric bulb. Telegraph was another noted innovation that adds to the list along with alkaline storage batteries. He invented all these when he was fighting with the symptoms of scarlet fever and ear infections that left him with hearing difficulties, until he turned nearly deaf. He is known for the invention of 6-inch telescope that allowed him to watch all the moons of Jupiter. Along with this, Edison is also known for his mathematical formula that calculates the value of pi. Edison's life teaches us that everyone has challenge, but if we don't lose hope and remain confident enough, we can move mountains. One day, when Thomas Alva Edison successfully invented light bulb, all his assistants were very happy, as he had experimented around 1,000 times before getting success in his attempt to invent light bulb. Edison called his office boy and asked him to test that bulb. Being just an office boy, he was very nervous, but he still held the bulb in his hand because Edison asked him to do it. He was so nervous holding it that due to nervousness, he accidentally dropped it. Now the office boy got scared that he would be getting fired from his job for dropping such an important invention. After 2 days, Edison again asked that office boy to come to his cabin. All assistants were present there. Edison constructed another bulb and asked that boy to test the bulb. All assistants were surprised and said, "Why did you call him again? There are chances of him dropping it again, and all your efforts would go to waste." Edison replied, "It took me roughly 1 day to construct that bulb again. And even if he drops it again, I can again construct it in another day. But if I don't give him the same task again, then he would have lost his self-belief and confidence, which would be very difficult to get back. And I don't want that to happen." So the moral from this incident is that if once mistaken in some task, not doing it again may lead to losing confidence to try doing that work again. Further moving into the story, on the demonstration of electric bulb, an reporter asked him, "How do you feel to fail 1,000 times? Edison replied, "I didn't fail 1,000 times. Invention of light bulb was done in 1,000 steps. I didn't get discouraged at every wrong attempt, as it was another step forward. Every man develops idea and works up to point where it seems impossible and then gets discouraged. There is no place to be discouraged. To do incredible things, we need to be resilient enough to bear disaster and setbacks. Resilience means to get back up when we've had setbacks. We've got to love what we do in life. We have to find happiness in every single thing that occurs." Because of Edison's positive thinking, he was able to start working again, even with setbacks, and create so many useful inventions. Remember Thomas Edison next time you have something difficult happening in your life and you wonder if you can keep going. So listeners, hope you liked listening to the podcast today. Stay tuned to listen to the success and inspirational story of yet another famous personality and subscribe to my podcast. Take care. Bye.